happens. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steel.
I'm Linda Kenyon. Maryland Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen has a message for President Trump about the deportation of Maryland resident Kilmer Abrego Garcia.
Go to court, stop tweeting, and put up or shut up in front of the judges.
Senator Van Hollen, speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, was able to meet with Garcia, who is being held in a prison in El Salvador. The president says Garcia is a gang member and domestic abuser, but no charges have been filed. Garcia was also under a protective order not to be deported. The Trump administration has admitted it made a clerical error in deporting him.
The Supreme Court of the United States and the other courts have said that the administration has to facilitate his return. As of right now, they are in defiance of that court order. They're not doing anything.
In another case, Supreme Court Justices Alito and Thomas dissented in an overnight order barring the government from removing Venezuelan migrants being held in Texas under the Alien Enemies Act. On CNN, House Majority Whip Tom Emmer defended the Trump administration's actions.
The administration is absolutely following the law. I see nothing that they've done that's illegal. Certainly, judges may disagree here and there.
At the Vatican,
Vicky Barker at the Foreign Desk in London.
Buona Pasqua.
Pope Francis delivered his traditional Easter greeting from a wheelchair on the Vatican balcony. Earlier, the 88-year-old pontiff missed the traditional open-air mass in St. Peter's Square, but he did then make a surprise appearance in his Pope-mobile later. Vatican officials say Francis exchanged brief Easter greetings with Vice President J.D. Vance, but provided no further details. The Pope and Vance, a Catholic convert, have in the past tangled sharply over the Trump administration's migrant policies. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
The father of a U.S.-Israeli hostage held in Gaza says he continues to hope his son is still alive. Reporter Linda Gradstein has details from Jerusalem.
Hamas says it has lost track of 21-year-old Idan Alexander, a U.S.-Israeli dual citizen who joined the Israeli army and had been held by Hamas since the war began 18 months ago. They claimed that the guard holding him had been killed in an Israeli airstrike, but this could not be confirmed. Idan's father, Adi Alexander, called on the U.S. to engage in direct talks with Hamas to free his son and the bodies of four other dual Israeli Americans.
Four people have been killed after a small plane crashed into a field in Trilla, Illinois. The plane was a single-engine aircraft. All four people on board killed. This is CBS News.
Steel walk behind, zero turn, and stand on mowers are built to get the job done. Shop online or at your local Steel dealer. Steel. Let's go, Mo.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. On this Easter Sunday, we'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine, maybe a little rain late in the day, otherwise highs in the middle 50s, southeast winds on the gusty side. The best shot at rain will be tonight, lows in the lower 40s. It's 53 at our studios.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Milwaukee Film Festival program director Kirsten Larson, and Tim Sowers from the Overture Center in Madison discusses their new lineup. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Easter bonnet with all the frills upon it, I'll be the grandest lady in the Easter parade. I'll be all in clover, and when they look me over, you'll be the proudest fellow in the Easter parade. On the avenue,
there with the crowd,
Fifth Avenue,
we'll be so proud.
The photographers will snap us, and you'll find that you're in the rotogravure. Oh, you may write sonnet about my Easter bonnet and of the girl you're taking to the Easter parade.
In your Easter bonnet with all the frills upon it, you'll be the grandest lady in the Easter.
Proudest fellow in the Easter parade
on the avenue
there with the crowd,
Fifth Avenue.
You'll be so proud,
the photographers will snap us,
and you'll find that you're in the rotogravure. Oh, you may write a sonnet about my Easter bonnet and of the girl you're taking to the Easter parade.
Rosemary Clooney, yep, with Easter Parade. Hey everybody, Jim Hubbell here, kicking off this holiday Easter weekend, and I'm glad you could join us today. And we got lots of good tunes on the way and more Easter stuff too. Yeah, and get to the Peter Cottontail thing a little bit later on. Right now though, just this last week I was over at the Houstonsford Community Hall, and Carol and the Keynotes were playing there, and I had a chance to get a couple of her new albums, and I thought maybe we'd play a few tunes off of that. Good to see her. It's Scott Lopez from the old radio station WTKM was there too. Had a chance to see him, talk with him for a while and see what was going on. He's still doing his WTKM tours, so, you know, he's out and about going to Hawaii once in a while as a tour guy. Pretty cool. So, anyway, right now, let's play one by Carol and the Keynotes, and it's the Cool City Polka.
Thank you.
the Cool City Polka, and that was from the Carol and the Keynotes Orchestra. Do one more here, shall we? I think we'll do cut number 6. That's Polka Marie from the Carol and the Keynotes.
Only with me. Won't you come and dance a polka, Marie? Dance it just with me. La 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 la.
Polka Marie, Carol and the Keynotes. Well, put her little CD away for a little bit right now and bring out Tony Rademacher and his band from years gone by with the Incline Polka.
We'll be right back.
Hey, Tony Rademacher and the band, better known as the Kettlemarine Kid and the Incline Polka. All right, this is a fun tune that he played. It was the Chop Suey polka that Tony put together here. Yeah, that is Tony Rademacher with the Chop Suey Polka. All right, the Legacy album that just came out by Steve Meisner and the Legacy Band. They just put this together, Han JD did. And let's play one here on Obedic. Happy time, Obedic.
Thank you. The words are easy. Come on.
Yoo-hoo.
Happy Time Obedic, yoo-hoo, and Steve Meisner and his legacy band. And with that, we're going to take a little station break, and we'll be back with more of the Sunshine Polka Variety Show right here on Civic Media, WFHR.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Could coal make a comeback in Wisconsin? Pollution and high costs have pushed utilities to start shutting down coal plants across the state. But the Trump administration has announced emergency orders to boost coal, including offering power plants a two-year exemption from requirements to reduce emissions of toxic chemicals like mercury, arsenic, and benzene. April 22nd marks the 55th anniversary of Earth Day. Back in 1970, Wisconsin Senator Gaylord Nelson called for an environmental day of action that inspired 20 million Americans to take to the streets and demand protections from environmental contamination. Less than 8 months later, Congress created the EPA. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into environmental issues in Wisconsin, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to the Polka Party. Oh, yes. We have to pull off some of these old records and give them a spin.
Scratchy, the tunes really were catchy, especially those that said, I love you.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Maryland Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen appeared on CBS's Face the Nation this morning, days after his meeting in El Salvador with mistakenly deported Kilmer Abrego Garcia.
I was there to make sure that he was still alive and check on his health. That's what I promised his wife and family that I would try to do. And that is what I did.
The Trump administration has been ordered by a judge to facilitate Garcia's return. So far, no action has been taken. In St. Peter's Square,
alleluia, alleluia.
Pope Francis made a brief appearance at Easter Mass, much to the delight of thousands of the faithful. Ukraine and Russia are accusing each other of breaching a brief Easter truce, the BBC's Danny Eberhard.
There was never very many hopes for this pause, and the real test is what happens from midnight to night.
CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. On this Easter Sunday, we'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine, maybe a little rain late in the day, otherwise highs in the middle 50s. Southeast winds on the gusty side. The best shot at rain will be tonight. Lows in the lower 40s. It's 53 at our studios.
Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding. Just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Hi, this is Beth, your new host for The Kitchen is Open, the award-winning show within the morning show. Each Monday morning at 9 a.m., we'll tackle topics, teach techniques, and tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners with insight on what it takes to make it in the food industry. Listen as I work with James, Seth, and others as we learn, laugh, and have fun. The Kitchen is Open. Same kitchen, new host.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I lack a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
And welcome back to the Polka Variety Show. Your host, Tim Hobelt, the Polka Guy. Well, we've got a legend here that's going to be celebrating his 100th birthday. Well, actually, he celebrated already on the 17th of this month. Optometrist Dr. Tom Robbie of Wisconsin Rapids celebrating his 100th birthday. And I'm sure the rest of the family, all the kids will be there. Ann and Dawn and Paul, Mark and Kurt will all be there to help celebrate. I will probably get over there on the weekend and get him a nice birthday card and celebrate with him. So for a gentleman that's been around for many, many years, we got to play Happy Birthday, right? So let's all sing Happy Birthday to Tom Robbie. Tom. Thanks for listening, too. Mark's been tuning in here and keeping him company on Saturday mornings and Sunday afternoons. We're going to play Old Pappy Time. He keeps stealing time away out of my pocket. And we know how that goes. Your birthdays come no matter what, don't they, Tom? So here is Cousin Fuzzy, and it's the Old Pappy Time. Happy birthday. Yeah. Hey, we got one more on this one here. Since it is Easter weekend, I thought we'd play the Bunny Hop Schottische. We'll be right back.
the cotton tail, hopping down the bunny trail.
Spike Jones and an old recording of his, Peter Cottontail. Mm-hmm. That's who recorded it. Okay. Actually, I used to have that record when I was a kid. But that, of course, got played so many times it kind of went away. All right. Let's play one here now. The Squirrel Landler. Okay. I really like this tune. This is... Bob Mastel in the band.
Thank you.
the Squirrel Handler, Bob Mastel from Minnesota. I liked that song since I was a little kid. This record's been around that long. Let's play the Waltz of Love quick here before we take a break, shall we?
Just about a mile from Texarkana, in them old cotton fields back home.
and then a cradle in them old cotton fields back home. It was down in Louisiana, just about a mile from Texarkana, in them old cotton fields back home. Now when them cotton bones get rotten, you can't pick very much of cotton in them old cotton fields back home. It was down in Louisiana, just about a mile from Texarkana, in them old cotton fields back home. I said in them old cotton fields back home. One more in them old cotton fields back home.
Steve Meisner and the Legacy Band in Cotton Fields. Yeah. All right, well, we're going to take a little station break right now, and we'll be back with more of the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show. Your host, Tim, the Polka Guy, keeping you company. Stick around, more to come.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home, by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
We've got a tune coming up here from Nancy Seibert. She's got a new album out, and this one here is Making It Rich at the Casino. Streak. Unfortunately, we have to say goodbye for now. Thanks so much for tuning in here to the Polka Party. We'll do this again next week, right after Over the Back Fence. Take care, everybody. Have yourself a great week. Bye-bye.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll review the weekend news, and Jimmy Cuska, Civic Media Sports Director, will be here to talk about changes coming to the WIAA. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
If you could change your name, if you could pick your own name, what would you change it to? Daniel Wheeler says, linguistically, Pete's last name is interesting because it requires a wet mouth. Requires a wet mouth to pronounce it correctly. Pete Schwabba, you have to have a wet mouth to say that? That sounds so perverse, Daniel.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda Kenyon. Maryland Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen is back from meeting in El Salvador with mistakenly deported Kilmer Abrego Garcia. On CBS's Face the Nation, Van Hollen said Garcia was denied due process.
When you trample on the constitutional rights of one man, as the courts have all said is happening in this case, you threaten the constitutional rights of every American.
The Trump administration has been ordered by a judge to facilitate Garcia's return. So far, no action has been taken. Border Czar Tom Homan on ABC defended the administration's position.
I stand by the fact I think we did the right thing here. We removed a public safety threat, a national security threat, a violent gang member.
There is dispute over whether Garcia is a gang member, and he has not been charged with any crime. The White House is criticizing an overnight order from the Supreme Court that bars the federal government from removing a